Spot, are you mad that there are no dogs in WGXC? But Spot, that's only
Wait,
because
where's that
no
coming
dogs
from?
Applied for the show.
Turn it off.
Yes, Spot. Anyone in Green and Columbia counties can propose a show on WGXC.
Yeah, close that.
It's radio made by your friends and neighbors.
Get rid of that. Nice work.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. I think all of it was coming from that.
It's amateur radio hour. It's the amateur radio hour.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Something is happening. Let's stop it.
We press buttons and hope it works.
We press buttons and hope for the best. Yeah. We plug things in and pray.
So.
How's it going over there, Loretta?
Doing my hair.
You're doing your hair, checking your phone.
When was I checking my phone?
You sat down in front of the microphone and checked your phone.
When?
Just like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, I didn't notice myself
doing
that. You didn't
notice that you did that.
It's force of reflex.
So,
Are these mics really quiet or is that just my headphones?
It's our headphones. Turn up the headphone knob. Try pushing that button.
Mom, what are you doing?
Still doesn't sound great. I'm trying
okay,
to see
well,
how I sound.
That's the thing about knobs. You can turn them up higher.
That sounds better?
Yeah. Maybe we should turn these up a little more because our volumes look pretty low.
Okay. Now let's start yelling. Ah!
Wow. That was a great joke. Really original.
What do you got? If you're gonna criticize me, what do you got over
nothing.
There?
I've got nothing, but I don't have bad jokes either. I have nothing to talk about today. I came really unprepared. I thought we were going to be late to the show.
We got here at 3:29 and 30 seconds today. It's a good thing we're relaxed.
Yeah, but we weren't late, like...
No.
Like, a minute and 30 seconds is better than getting there 2 minutes late.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
We had 30 seconds. We didn't have a minute. We had 30 seconds. But then there was the ID block, so that took some time.
Well, whatever.
So we've gone from bad jokes to senseless babble.
Senseless babble?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did we do this week? Actually, for the past 2 weeks, because we weren't here last week.
That's right. Well, Thanksgiving happened.
Yeah, not too much for me to talk about there. Anything else?
Come on. Can I? Yes, there is something to talk about.
What?
You ate turkey.
You know, that's really not that exciting. Like, me following actual holiday traditions is not usually celebrated by other people.
It is by me.
Yeah, I know it is by you.
Loretta ate meat.
Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian.
How much?
Like, I just want to point that out.
Just hold up your hands, how big the piece of turkey was that you ate.
It wasn't very big. It was maybe
like
was it thin?
Like
and
was
maybe,
it this big?
It was a little bigger than
like that big.
Yeah.
So like the size of a pocket comb.
No, smaller.
Small. I really had my heart set on a pocket comb size piece of turkey. That was like my line. That was the line. Like if it were that big, it would count as like a third of a serving.
It was smaller than that. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm really not. I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. I just don't like the taste of meat.
What else did you have on Thanksgiving? Did you have a bagel on Thanksgiving? Bagel and cream cheese?
I just want to share that in my family, there's a famous story of the time that my uncle and my dad and my aunt all took me out to a nice restaurant in Woodstock for Thanksgiving. And I ended up having a Sprite and a roll. That was my entire dinner.
That sounds really festive, Loretta.
It was a good roll. It was small, but it was good. That was like 2 years ago, I think.
It was like happy bummer day. Happy food bummer day, Loretta. There was the other Thanksgiving where I think we were at your Uncle Steve's house and Pat, your Aunt Pat, was like trying to get you to eat. And she was just like, give her butter. She likes butter. It's got protein. And she started ripping these like little tiny pieces of bread.
Oh my God,
and piling.
Was I?
You were like 6 or 7. Okay. And like piling like inches worth of butter on top of them and handing them to you. And you were just like, like popping them in your mouth and like contentedly chewing. And Dad and I were just like, Pat, stop. And she just kept going, what's wrong with it? It's good for her. And giving you like more and more.
I'm really glad I was like at an age where it wouldn't have been like, it was kind of excusable
it
for
wasn't,
me to
you
eat
weren't like,
butter.
It wasn't like 13.
if I had just eaten butter at Thanksgiving when I was 13, you know, that would have been.
That was the year of worse. White bread and butter.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was, so we got some mileage out of that. I think we did pretty well actually on that topic.
Let's check our time.
Are we done yet? Is it 4?
I think we successfully wasted 6 minutes on that.
I guess you could call it successful wasting. I mean, I definitely don't feel like it was just a waste.
All right. Well, I mean, that's kind of the point of the radio show, to waste time.
That's a really weird attitude. Like, the point of radio is to waste time for the hosts and listeners. What are you doing out there? Waste some time with us.
That should be your ad. That should be, like, our catchphrase.
Come blow an afternoon with WGXC.
What else do we have to talk about?
Okay, well, so then we went to Brattleboro to visit your grandmother on Friday. That was kind of like a mixed bag, I would say.
A mixed bag? You got mad at me because it went so badly.
It was not a success.
It actually went so badly that you blamed it on me and got angry at me.
Let's talk about this.
You were so mad.
I was, my mom stresses me out. And so somehow here's the interesting thing. Somehow I got it in my mind that you and I meeting my mom in Brattleboro, Vermont was something that you like to do when in fact,
okay, I just want to point out this wasn't like you were like, "Hey, you want to go to Brattleboro and go shopping?" I was like, "No, I really don't want to do that." And you were like, "Oh, come on, it'll be fun." And after like 10 minutes of trying to convince me, I was like, "Yeah, okay, fine." And then you took me and you were like really, really upset and disappointed that I didn't enjoy myself.
I thought I had warned you the day before. I thought I had told you it was on.
You didn't do that.
All right. So anyway, but what I was going to say is that like I convinced myself that it was something you like to do when in fact it's something my mom and I like to do. Like,
you cannot pin this on me. You can't pin the whole thing.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take responsibility onto myself.
No, but it can't just be like you and your mom went out and had a great time and I sat there bringing everything down.
Well, what I mean is that like she and I love doing that and I convinced myself in my mind that you did too. And that was just pure, that was pure illusion.
Then there was a really annoying store lady.
So my mom, like the first thing we did, my mom's like, I want to go into that shop right there. Like she beelined, like she had it in her brain. She was like, I want to go into this store. So the
it
minute
had
we
cool
pulled
candles,
up,
but that was it. Everything else, I didn't like at all.
Yeah. So we pulled up into Brattleboro and my mom was like gone. She was like out of the car across the street into this shop before. And you and
Can
I
we
were
talk
like,
about the ice thing where she wouldn't walk on the sidewalk? Can we please talk about that?
Yeah, you can talk about that.
Okay. So me and my mom were walking on the sidewalk. And
all the snow
your mom,
happened.
Yeah, it was like a little icy,
and it was
I guess.
Like packed, but like not shoveled all the way to the walk.
I also
want to
add in that it was a really busy day, and there were cars all through the street. There was
yeah,
like
there
some
were, like,
traffic snowbanks and people.
And
yeah,
yeah, it was
people
it was,
piled up in the street in their cars. So your mom decided that the ice looked too unsafe
yeah,
on
she
the
was
sidewalk.
Like, is that icy? And I'm like, meh, a little.
And She decided to walk in the middle of the street.
She just walked down the middle of the street.
In this traffic.
And it was really, there's like no room for cars to pass because there's already this big snowbank. So parked cars are sort of sticking out into the street. And then my mom was just like breezing down the street.
The middle of the street. And, because and that was giving, so much more safe than a little bit of ice on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and giving the sidewalk dirty looks. Did you pick up on that part?
Yes.
She would like look over at it angrily. Like, there's that icy sidewalk again.
And then she tried to get us to cross over to the other street, right?
Yeah. So, okay.
She was like, why don't you guys come over here?
Come over here. Don't walk on the ice. We're just like, we prefer ice to crushing traffic. So she goes into this shop and it's like my mom's dream store. It's just all googly stuff and like stationery and like little gifty, nifty.
Old antique dolls, rag dolls.
Antique dolls, yeah.
Little dollhouses.
Yeah. Little stuff. Things, those letterpress cards. I liked a lot of it too. But
you love letterpress cards.
I do love.
Every time we go to the Jersey Shore, you're like, we need more. Like we go to the Jersey
Shore
every summer.
Making it sound like that's the main thing I do at the Jersey Shore.
It basically, yeah.
Oh come on!
How many did you buy? You bought like six packages
of
them.
Like
you bought so many letterpress cards. It wasn't like you bought two letterpress cards. Like okay, we might
stay
need
in
this
a,
at some point.
Stay.
You
in a
actually
cool motel,
bought like
eat
five
cheese
packs.
Fries. Go on 50
letterpress
roller
coasters. Cards.
I've got a lot of things ahead of
the ice cream.
I like eat
Moose Tracks
ice
cream. Okay, let's go on with the story.
Okay. So there's this British woman running this shop, and she's, how do you even describe her? Please describe her.
It's the most British thing I've ever heard. Like, there are some British people in Hudson.
She was like Mrs. Hudson from Sherlock.
Oh, Sherlock! Like, she was just actually like that, and she said things.
High-pitched
didn't she
voice.
Say, she kept saying ducky. I heard her say ducky a bunch of times.
So intense. And my mom was eating it up. My mom was like,
I just want to point out there's nothing wrong with British accents. It's just the way this woman was doing it. She was like so intensely British. And the accent was so strange. It was like,
yeah,
really, like it sounded like, I can't even describe it. There's nothing I can compare it to.
No,
it was really, really just.
And my mom just loved it. She was in heaven. So we finally get out of the shop the first time and oh we God. Go to like all these other shops. And like basically what happened was I think you lasted for like 15 minutes in that shop the first time. And then your tolerance for shopping in each store got less as we moved
down the
street. I liked
the one that had cheap videos, but you only let me get Breaking Bad.
Oh my God, I forgot all about that. You wanted me to buy you The Wolf of Wall Street.
That
on
was
DVD.
Such a good movie. I love
that. Was
that.
Like one of my naders as a parent was taking you to see The Wolf. I was like, I'm going to take you to see the new Scorsese movie. He's an artist. And we sat down and within 30 seconds of the start of that movie, I was like, we have to go right now.
I've seen it three times since then. So, I mean, buying it on disc for me would I guess it would have been enabling,
oh my
but
God,
it just would have made it easier.
You just brought this like terrible memory back. Like I actually had friends like look at me in shock when I told them that I had brought you to see that. And I was like, yeah, I know. It was a mistake. I didn't read a thing about it. I was just like Martin Scorsese.
It was a good movie.
It was like one of the like cringe fests of my life. It was like just sitting there cringing next to my, you were how old? 12?
Mom, it came out like earlier this. It came out like last year or earlier this year.
It was last Christmas. I think we went on Christmas.
No, we didn't.
I think we did.
I was not 12. I didn't see
so
that
you
movie
were 13.
When I was 12.
All right, it was
I
last
doubt
year.
That.
You were 13. It was like before you turned. You were almost 14.
Okay, but there's a distinction there. Taking an almost 14-year-old to see it and taking a 12-year-old to see it.
It was just awful. I can't believe I'm still talking about it. It's like a moment of great parenting shame.
I'm almost 15
shame.
Now, so I can watch what I want.
All right, so we kept going into more stores, and your timer went off earlier in each successful, until it was like you would walk into a place and 30 seconds later you would be like, get me out of here right now.
I really don't like that antiquing place. I don't like that place.
Okay.
The name, just as soon as I see the name, it gets on my nerves. Okay. I don't like the name. I don't like what they sell.
Is it called Once Upon a Something?
It's called Twice Upon a Time.
Twice Upon a Time.
That just gets on my nerves. It's terrible. I don't like that.
They could have done so much better. It's not as bad as Once Upon a Something.
No, it is. It's worse than that, in my opinion. Twice Upon a Time, seriously.
Look, I've got a thing with Amy and Eric that Once Upon a has to be banned from shop names from now until the end of time.
Twice Upon a Time is just awful.
All right. Okay. All right. You're right. So then we ate lunch, and that went okay. And then we started to head back to the car, and my mom goes, I'm just gonna look in the window of that place. So I had to go back to the antique store to pick up the mirror I bought you.
Right.
Which we still haven't hung. Okay, you're welcome. You're so welcome. So anyway, I'm heading to the car and I'm like, I don't know what shop she meant, and she's nowhere on the street. So you are already in the car. I go to the car. We sit in the car for like 10 minutes and I'm like, where is my mom?
It was more than 10 minutes. It was like 20 minutes. We were in the car for like 20 minutes.
And I'm like
waiting for your mom.
And I'm like calling her phone and she's not picking up her phone. And finally I was like, she was in that store. She went back to it like a moth to a flame. She was in there and that woman was just like chirping away in her accent. And my mom was just like eating it up again. It's like she didn't ever want to leave.
It's like she was brainwashed.
So that was our day in Brattleboro. How much time did we waste with that?
It's 48.
You got to play that song.
Oh, yeah. My new favorite song is Lonely by Mean Lady. Here it is.
You got to turn the thing on.
Yeah, you're right. I should do that.
Try pushing a button and hoping for the best. How's it going?
How can it break me and make me so strong? What if it takes too long? What if it takes too long? What if it takes too long? I need you next to me. I want you here with me. I need you by my side so I have someone to hold on to. I need you next to me. I want you here with me. I need you by my side so I have someone to hold on to. And what if it takes too long? What if it takes too long? And I'm lonely. How can it break me and make me so strong? What if it takes too long?
That was Lonely by Mean Lady.
Amazing song, Loretta.
Are you sure? Were you listening?
What?
Because you were on your phone, so we can never be sure.
What?
It's really annoying when you do that. I can respond when I'm on my phone.
I can't.
I can talk to you. You can't.
No, I can't.
I said I smell nice. I had just showered before we came here. I said I smell nice. And you said it's cute. What did that even mean? Because you were on Facebook, so...
I don't know. I don't know what it meant.
And you didn't hear... You didn't look up. You just kind of distantly said, it's cute.
I don't know what that meant. I don't know where... I don't know. I think when I'm... when I'm on my phone and you talk to me...
I think you saw a post on Facebook and you kind of like half responded to that and half responded to me.
I think when you talk to me when I'm on my phone, I answer. I think my unconscious answers you. So we covered, you know, we did a lot of talking and we only got to Saturday. We covered like Thursday and Friday of last week. We didn't talk about Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
What happened on those days? Good point.
Oh, we went to New York. New York City on Sunday.
Yeah, I went to New York with my friend.
And your mom.
Well, I think that part's obvious, seeing as I don't have a driver's license.
My friend and I hired a chauffeur. That was a really fun trip to New York.
Mm-hmm. It was. What?
You don't sound enthusiastic.
What else am I supposed to say?
You know what's really funny? You love eating at Sbarro when we go to New York City. And it's like the worst chain. It's not like the worst. I don't know. It's kind of bad pizza.
I like it.
But somehow we always end up eating there.
No, we usually go to Famiglia, which you're like...
Oh, that's even worse. Okay, forget it. That's worse.
You always say that before we go there, and then we actually get the pizza, and you're like, oh, this is okay.
I'm trying to look on the bright side.
Mom, you really don't dislike Famiglia pizza.
It's terrible.
You always say that, and then we get the pizza, and you're like, oh, yeah, you're right. This is okay. Every time. You've
maybe
just somehow
just,
implanted the idea in your mind.
Maybe it's just the atmosphere that I despise.
All pizza places in New York City are like that.
No, they're not.
That is...
I promise.
They're all exactly like
Loretta,
that.
Loretta, I know more than you about pizza places in New York. Because
right, I've never been to pizza places in New York.
Because you've only been to Famiglia and Sbarro.
Famiglia. And that's not true. I've been to Sbarro. Much worse places than that. And also Two Boots, which I didn't like that much.
Can I repeat my favorite bit of dialogue from our trip to New York?
What?
It's when Aaron said to you, what's in New Jersey? And you said, absolutely nothing. A lot of gas stations, the occasional Italian restaurant.
Why did you like that so much? You pissed in.
I just think it's great dialogue.
Thanks.
But there was a... So, okay. So we went to a comic book store. Midtown Comics.
Midtown Comics.
What'd you get there?
A bunch of Superboy comics, a Superboy magnet, and some other comic books.
What other ones? Gotham Academy?
No, I didn't get Gotham Academy. That comes out tomorrow. Oh. The next one comes out tomorrow. I got Batman and Robin.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With all my favorite Robins in it.
Were there a lot of Robins in that one issue?
Four.
Wow. In the same comic book?
Yeah. In the same comic book. You know, they
what
don't
about Batgirl was she in? Was she what? In that one? Was Batgirl in that one?
Well, Barbara Gordon was. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
You just...
I looked at the clock.
Oh.
It's getting late. Yeah. You have another song ready to go?
Nope.
Just play that song again.
Can I just play another song by them?
Yeah, play another song by them.
All right.
So we went to the comic book store, then we walked on the High Line, and that was really fun. And we went to Uniqlo, and we ate at Sbarro. And mm-hmm. your friend Erin came with us, and she was so much fun.
Still a firm believer in we shouldn't be naming people on the radio.
Your friend came with us, and she was really fun.
Thank you.
Your friend X.
Don't do that.
Friend Q came.
Q? It's 007?
No, that's M.
There's a Q in Bond movies.
You're right.
It's, what's his face? It's that actor you like.
Who?
Ben Whishaw.
I love him.
Yeah, I know. I know you
he's
love him.
He's Q?
Yeah, he's Q. Nice. I think that's what he... Let me check.
We gotta go, man. We gotta give this show over to Catskill.
Yeah, you're
right. Gotta give the radio over to Catskill.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.